This is Mountain Radio at the Zermatt Unplugged Festival. It's coming up to, one in the morning now. And I've just been watching Jonathan Jeremiah performing at the Vernissage Hotel. And he's here with me now. Jonathan, hello.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it? And the crowd were very appreciative.
They were. They were clapping along and making their hands nice and red, you know. And no, it was good fun. Lovely.
But before we get to the music, let's talk about fondue.
Fondue, yesterday was my first experience of fondue.
No, first time ever.
Yeah, it was the very, very first time. I'd heard all about it, but the idea of just cheese and bread was almost... I was wondering where the meat was initially, but then they had a dish with bacon in it, and that was me. I was a happy man.
Okay, well, now you've got onto fondue. There'll be more fondues to come. Have you enjoyed your time in Switzerland?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I'm not what you'd call the best skier in the world, but tomorrow I'm going to be attempting my second ever snowboarding lesson.
Will you really be wearing a Russian hat, or was that a lie?
No, I have the largest Russian hat in Zermatt, and I challenge anyone to having more fur on their head. So I'll be wandering around the slopes looking like a Russian man.
First time in Zermatt?
Very first time, yeah. But hopefully not the last. It's been really, really beautiful stay so far. And, so long as no one's stolen my laptop from my hotel, nothing drastic happens or my passport gets burnt or anything, I'm sure I'll be back.
Would it be fair to say that you've paid your dues?
Yeah, I mean, it's only kind of come into fruition really kind of recently. You know, this is the first kind of year I've been able to tour all across Europe, and I feel very fortunate nowadays, but it's only just kind of come about.
Tell us what happened before that, how you got to where you are now.
Well, it was years of working in factories and working in venues like this, locking up after musicians have just played. And I did whatever jobs they would hire with a guy with long hair. You know, there aren't many.
But those jobs helped pay for the production techniques that you wanted, because you didn't want to do it like many other people, did you?
No. I kind of, I'm a stubborn man. And when I have something in my mind, I kind of stick to it, and for better or for worse. So I knew it would take a long time to have the record done with real musicians, you know, 50 or 60 musicians, and that's what I wanted.
Well, that's complicated. You're talking about string arrangements, real musicians. You wanted to use analog equipment. Did you have a background in sound engineering, or did you just learn on the job?
I learned on the job. That was half the fun, you know. I didn't have a record company or a producer, so I learned everything as I went, and I didn't have anyone to tell me off, and I like that. My family used to always call me the black sheep in the family. I was always the kind of eccentric guy that would go wandering off to studios and just in a nerdy kind of way to see how they worked. So I was always just interested in it. My dad used to take me to shows. My dad was an electrician at Wembley Stadium. And when Tina Turner was playing, he'd pretend that there were light bulbs needed fixing. And so I'd go with him. So I was always kind of around it.
We do hope you'll come back to Zermatt or somewhere else in Switzerland so we can see you again.
Well, I'd love to come back here. I need someone to give me a few snowboarding lessons, and I'll be back.
Okay, I'm sure we can sort that out. Jonathan, thank you very much. It was lovely to see you, and see you again.
Thank you very much.